Okay, I can't get in touch with the installation office. I apologize.
Can you give me a call back whenever you get some news?
Let me go ahead and send an email over, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to send an email over directly to the representative who originally reached out to you and request that that agent please contact you to provide a little bit more information as to why we're not able to do the custom labor. Let's see here.
Or do you just have a phone number and extension for that person? I can give them a call.
I don't actually. Otherwise, I would reach out to that person directly and ask them, you know, what's going on. Let's see here. Thank you for your patience. And I thank you for your patience. And the reason it's taking so long, I'm just typing up a very detailed note that I'm going to be sending as an email.
Well, I appreciate it.
In fact, it was so detailed with my note, I think I wrote a note that is about half as long as the book War and Peace. let's see here. And it won't be too terribly much longer now.
I don't want to keep you on the phone for no reason. If you're just sending out that email, and I guess at some point they're going to call me or they're going to reply to it, is that how it's going to work?
Yes, when I send over the email, they'll get the message, and then someone would follow up with you to provide you with more detailed information as to, you know, why we can't do what it is that we are what we were planning, what you were expecting us to do, basically. Because I'm, you know, I've been with the company for over 10 years, so I'm completely baffled by this particular scenario. And the only thing that I can think is that there must have been a policy change that I haven't been informed of. Because, again, and I can't stress this enough, it is totally 100% common if we're going out to install a double wall oven or a wall oven in a customer's home, if we need to cut that cabinetry, if we need to build that base, if we need to move that junction box, those are all things that we'll do. Provided that of those things that I mentioned, the only thing that is a problem is moving the junction box. Sometimes the installers don't have the electrical know-how to actually move the junction box, so they would have to tell the customer, you know, you'd have to have an electrician to move this junction box. But we can cut the cabinet to open up the space so that this larger unit will fit in your cabinet. We can build the base to go in the cabinetry so that will support the weight of this big oven. That's not a problem. This is how much additional that it's going to cost. And then we go out, and that's what we do. We do those things that we told the customer that we're going to do. That is completely normal, not outside of the ordinary. There's been plenty of cases where I've assisted customers who've needed to have their countertop cut, and they had granite countertops. The techs who happened to had been assigned the job, they actually had the specific tools necessary, and they were willing to take on that liability of cutting that countertop. So they agreed to do it, and they did it, and it was fine. No problem whatsoever. Sure. You know, so for this, you know, for your order to all of a sudden show up today, and then it to be, you know, to say, well, no, we can't do this because of following the Home Depot's processes. Okay, so that to me indicates the only thing that I can get out of that is that something must have changed and that I haven't been informed of in regards to how we are contracted to work with Home Depot or what their processes are that we must follow, because we do have to adhere to their processes because they are the client. They're the ones contracting us. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, you know, there's no possible way that I can get around it or that any of us at XPO can get around it. So, barring that,
we did follow the process. So barring there being a process change, well, we did actually follow the original process.
Well, I mean, yes, but I mean, the Home Depot is not going to let you know about, may not let you know about mm-hmm. processes that they have in a contractual agreement with XPO, uh-huh. And our home office yeah. team would be more aware of what those exact processes are, what we have to follow, what we can and cannot do. But then, you know, another thing about it too, and this is something that I can't stress enough. Okay, so if there's a problem, if there had been a problem, what we have done, this is how Home Depot determines, you know, how much money they're going to tell you. Like, okay, so the installs, they already know the prices of the installs. They can pull that up in their computer. If your install is just, you know, a basic install, it doesn't require any additional work whatsoever. Cool, no problem. They just pull up the installations, the SKUs for those. They let you know, okay, so this install is this much, this install is this much, this is how much it costs, and you know, whip out that credit or debit card or cash, pay for it, you're good to go, no problem. But mm-hmm. if it requires additional labor, so that's why you had our guys go out to your residence. You took time out of your life, one of the days of your life, you took time out of your life to let the guys come into your house to look at the space for the oven and the space for the cooktop. And that's when they took the measurements and they determined they need fillers for the oven and we need to cut the countertop for the cooktop. You know, so you had to take time out of your life for that. The installers then provide us with a form to let us know their findings when they were at the residence. What are the measurements? What are they going to have to do? How much it's going to cost? We internally accept that. Then our team takes that information, they determine the retail cost of the actual work, and then they upload a document to Home Depot's system. So they upload mm-hmm. our team, our knowledgeable and experienced team that should be aware of all of these processes now. They should have the info. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they've taken the time to upload to Home Depot's computer system a document that says, this is the additional work, this is the amount that's to be charged to the customer for the additional work. And this is how Home Depot determined to say, you know, well, this is how much your installations are going to cost altogether because of the additional work required. So this is where actually there was another step in the process when and if had there been an issue. This should have been the point in which it would have been the no, we can't do this because we have to follow Home Depot's processes. We can't do this additional work. At that point, that should have been the cutoff point in which we would have sent a message to Home Depot that says, no, we can't do this because of the contractual agreement, the process we must follow, et cetera, whatever that case may be. And then at that point, you know, you could have been contacted, which would have been, you know, could have been weeks ago to let you know, because I mean, your measure was in January. We're looking at today being what, April 2nd. So you could have already been contacted way back, you know, around the beginning of February and informed, you know, well, we do sincerely apologize due to Home Depot's processes. We're not going to be able to do this additional work that's required. You'll have to find a general contractor or something of that nature. We're very sincerely apologetic. You know, there's nothing we can do. And that would have been okay because we would have been able to actually, you know, let you know well in advance, you know, that we can't do it. There's nothing we can do. Then you wouldn't have already paid Home Depot, you know, however much money you've paid for the installation services plus the cost for the additional labor, and then you've already had that money maybe on your credit card that you could have already made payments on, or maybe it came out of your bank account, whatever the case may be, and only to find out, you know, because like I mentioned, that could have been at the beginning of February. Now here we are, almost 2 months later, only to find out, we're very sorry, but we can't do it. Now, that's the very confusing part for me. And I'm trying to make this very, to stay as professional as possible, because I don't want to get in trouble, but it is very confusing, because our team that had to put eyes on this to send the document to Home Depot that says, this is the additional work, this is the additional cost, this is what the customer has to pay so we can do the job. That team, to the best of my knowledge, would have been knowledgeable and experienced in what we can and cannot do. So the only thing that I can think is if maybe there was a change with the contractual agreement or the processes that we must follow at XPO between then and now, that's cause for there to be a change. I'm not sure. So that's why I'm sending this email over. It's kind of like hey guys, what's going on type of email, and requesting that someone contact you in regards to this to give you more information. So that way, it doesn't take up, more of your time than necessary, so that if we're not going to be able to do it for you, then you can go ahead and, work on getting the ball rolling on getting, someone else, to handle it for you, so you can get your appliances installed as quickly as possible. Because I do understand and acknowledge, just how important it is, to you to have these appliances installed. I don't know if you have anything to cook on. I have no idea of knowing. I don't know if you have any way to bake in an oven. Maybe you don't already have appliances that you can use to do that, but that's very important that you do, so that you don't have to eat out all the time or cook in the microwave or what have you. So it's very important to me that you are able to get an update as quickly as possible, because I respect and value your time as well. Okay, so almost finished with that email. Let's see here. That would be fun. And I've sent the installation office and to our team, and that's good enough. Okay, so I've sent the email over. I've requested that you be contacted. And because it sounds like you're pretty accessible right now, I can't guarantee with any certainty that a team member will call you like within the next 5 minutes, but hopefully they will follow up with you very soon. And hopefully when they do call, that they will be able to get you without any issues, so they can provide you a little bit more information, as to, what has changed, why it is that, all of a sudden that we can't do this. And then, also maybe give a little insight as to why we couldn't have informed you of this, a long time ago, because you've been waiting. Like I mentioned, we got the measure. I think the date on the measure was February 1st when we uploaded it to Home Depot system. So, I mean, it's been almost 2 months that you've been waiting for this, and you could have already made arrangements and had these appliances installed had you known previously that we weren't going to be able to do it for you. Now, if I send it over to my team and my team says, well, hey, the person that reached out to the customer, wait a minute, we actually can do this. So we need to get in touch with the customer and let the customer know, look, we can do this. Apologize that the other agent told you we couldn't. Then that would be good news, because then you're already on the schedule for tomorrow. But if it is just turns out that we can't do it, then, of course they would call and let you know why, what's going on. And then, I would imagine they'd probably sincerely apologize to you like I am, for any reason that we wouldn't be able to do it because of the massive amount of time that, has gone by, that you could have already had this done had you already had previously had the knowledge of knowing that we weren't going to be able to do it. Because you've been a very patient person, and we greatly appreciate that, especially me, because, it could be another type of scenario with a different a person with a different type of mindset that might not be so nice to me in this type of a scenario. So I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it, and hopefully we can figure out what's going on.
You're very, very welcome. It was absolutely my pleasure, and hopefully one of our team members will be following up with you very, very, very soon, so they don't, so you're not waiting too very long to get a final answer in regards to, what's going on. And I'd just like to thank you very much for shopping with Home Depot. I'd like to thank you for calling XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good day.
You too. Have a great one as well.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.